Therefore, Jivatman itself does not enter into the human body. Therefore, Jivatman is called Ajanma, is unborn. What is born is its delegate, the soul. So it puts forward its Agni, a spark from itself, and it is the spark which has all the potentiality of all that is in the Jivatman. Its specific work, the entirety of divinity, is entirely present in the delegate, in the soul. But it does not force itself and impose itself upon the various formations of body, life and mind. This, you might say, is the law of the game. Jivatman is entirely always in the truth consciousness, in Paraprakriti. Its real station is in Paraprakriti. So if you enter into Paraprakriti, you find your true self there. But even at lower planes, you can experience it. When you rise above your consciousness, you do experience it also. But its fullness can be experienced. The divine soul, as it were, in its fullness, is only in the truth plane, in the supramental plane.
What is the difference between the Jivatman and the transcendental?
Transcendental is the Lord Himself. The Supreme Lord is the transcendental, of which Jivatman is a centration, individual centration. And there are many centrations, not one centration. And each centration is distinct from the other. And they are all eternal centrations. But they are not independent, not separate. They are distinct, but not separate. Therefore, the soul does not have abhiman which the ego has got.
Distinction is because of the ego. The spark is there, you get corrupted by ego.
That later on, yes.
Your tendencies are different. Then difference
is, yes. Yes. So, the distinctness does not amount to separation as far as the soul consciousness is concerned. In the egoistic consciousness, I am not only distinct from the others, but independent of all the others. At least I have a sense. I am not only distinct from all the others, but I am also independent of all the others. And that is what creates abhiman. Therefore it is called a false notion of the self. It is a false notion because there is nothing corresponding to it. So, when we speak of individuality, we speak of the soul individuality, which is distinct from the other soul distinctnesses, but which is inseparable from the Supreme Divine. It is the one that is many, you might say. And whenever you go into the transcendental, you see ekatvam anupashyatah sarvatra. You see oneness everywhere. And at that level you can also see that this distinctness which is here, which you call your distinctness, and the distinctness which is in her, I experience as my own distinctness. It's not as if somebody else's distinctness, because it is the Supreme Lord's own distinctness. And Supreme Lord is only one. So I have no illusion of myself being so distinct from the other that I am completely different from the other and completely independent of the other. This is the experience that we are entitled to get in our true truths when we have, for example, in the image of Rasalila of Sri Krishna, where each gopi is distinct from the other, and each gopi is having an experience of the Supreme Lord exclusively. But also, she sees that the same Lord is with every gopi. It's the same Lord. And even herself is only one of the distinctive manifestation, and others are also equally manifestations of the same Lord. Now it is this consciousness of the individuality that is to be manifested while embodied. Before we got embodied, at the supreme level we already had this consciousness, and it is always present. It is never abolished. It is always present. As it is said, even today, if you can happen to go into a kind of a state of consciousness by whatever means, you will see yourself in that Rasalila as a partner of the Supreme Divine. The Jivatman is ever free. But in this play of the body, life and mind movement, it sends its delegate, the soul, a spark, because of a specific purpose which I have told you, namely, to have the same experience in the embodied form. Therefore, in the embodied form, it has to happen gradually. And the connecting link is a soul, is a spark, Agni. Now it is this Agni which is, as it were, the real individual. It has no egoistic consciousness. It has consciousness of its being distinct from the others, but not that it is separate from others. It is also aware that it is constituted of para prakriti. It has a direct truth consciousness. It has the potentiality of the whole of the centration of the divine. It knows its mission also here, as to why it is here in this embodied form. But our body life and mind and our ego are not aware of this soul. The soul is aware of them. But our body life and mind and our egoistic formation, they are so much absorbed in themselves that they have no time even to look behind. And this ego makes us believe that we are we. This is what we are. And because of that jumping movement of egoistic consciousness all the time, goes on revolving round and round like a monkey, all the time moving about, jumping about, it prevents us from entering into the true soul consciousness. There is as it were a screen created by virtue of this exclusive concentration of consciousness on the egoistic formation, keeps us absorbed in our activities of body, life and mind, of our limited formations, and making us believe that we are this and nothing else, and as if our business is to protect ourselves as against others. So it protects itself against the whole universe, protects itself against the soul which is behind it. It's a double wall it has created. We don't know the world either, because the ego does not open itself to the whole universe. It doesn't open itself to the soul consciousness which is behind. So when we say we ourselves, we mean only this. A swirling movement of egoistic consciousness round a formation which is constantly fluctuating, believing we are independent, which we are never. It is in this falsity that we continuously go on living all the time. The soul knows this whole business, is aware of it. And if it wills, it can immediately invade the whole thing. If it wills, it can invade and break the egoism altogether. But it doesn't. Because the purpose is to create embodied condition, because if it breaks prematurely, the embodiment itself may break. The formation here itself may break. Therefore it does not invade.